On Monday, President Biden will announce that he is pardoning a turkey for Thanksgiving Day. It's an American tradition. And joining us now on the ticket hotline is Crankshaft, the potentially pardoned turkey. Good morning, Crankshaft. So
hey,
you think you're going to be the one?
George and Craig, I'm glad to be on with you guys. I hope I'm not jinxing anything by coming on here, you know?
Well, why are you so confident that you're going to be the turkey pardoned?
Well, I'm not exactly sure, you know, but it's one of those deals where my legal team's been in contact with the White House. I'm a leading candidate, and I'm really hoping to get pardoned on Monday, but I'm really worried about it, too, because for the obvious reason, of course.
What's the obvious reason?
Have you seen Biden lately? Is this guy going to live to Monday? I mean, good Lord.
Yeah,
and if he does, I mean, I'm afraid he's going to forget, to be quite honest with you. He's going to forget to even pardon me on Monday.
No, they won't let him forget to do that.
Hey, you wouldn't believe it, George. During our conference calls, Biden is on these conference calls with me and my legal team. He doesn't make any sense. The guy's telling us irrelevant stories, and as soon as we try to, you know, courtesy laugh and move on, he's like, no, I'm serious. This ain't malarkey, man. And we all get quiet. I mean, I'm like, please, get this guy. Put him on life support long enough to make it to Monday, and then give me my walking papers and an Uber ride back to the trailer park. That's what I'm looking forward to. And, you know. And, yeah, I'm also concerned he's not going to live long enough to be at that pardoning ceremony because, I mean, look at him. I mean, just Jimmy Carter's looking better these days. But anyway,
well,
you know, the other concern here, and I'm sorry if I stepped on any question you have.
No, it's
Craig,
okay. Go ahead. No.
Yeah, my other concern is that he will change his mind given the nature of my crime.
What was your crime?
You know, Jan 6 didn't go over too well with them Democrats. You know,
you were involved with that?
Yeah, you know, I'm not proud of it. I got caught up in the moment. Me and the guy with the Viking horns, we were the ones that busted through the window to go look for Pelosi and Schumer's. But
really?
Yeah, you know, and there's footage out there. I mean, you can see it. I got up at the podium in front of the whole, chamber there and declared turkey sandwiches illegal. And, you know, it was a funny moment, right?
Right.
Turkey sandwiches illegal. I'm a turkey. It was funny. But there was other stuff I did. I took a crap on AOC's desk.
Oh, gosh.
Wow. I didn't know you were so politically hot sports opinionated.
I was emotional. I didn't want them to raise the marginal rate on a top tax bracket that I'm not in. I was really concerned about transgenders using our restrooms and winning our swimming events, you know, but all of which had nothing to do with me as a turkey, but, you know, stop steal, all that kind of thing. But anyway, I did what I did. I paid the price. I was housed with the Unabomber and Supermax for a long time.
Whoa.
Wow.
Until he died, and then they moved me in with El Chapo, and it was quite a thing. It was an experience.
Yeah. Weren't you also charged with, like, trying to break El Chapo out of prison or something?
No, I have not been charged with that. In fact, nobody has said that to me yet. The first thing I heard about it was when the newspaper reporters in the hall asked me that question.
All right.
Happy November 22nd.
I was wondering, like, are these two guys going to pick up on this? It's November 22nd. Oswald said. Anyway, it's a little fun thing that I'm doing for you there. But if I could bring it back down. But please pray for me. I need to be pardoned. I've got so much more to do in life. I want to see the world. I want to make love to a beautiful woman I pinned down during some CNC role play. You know,
Oh my gosh!
I want to have a family. You know what I really want? I really want to see Trey Lance get a chance. You know, I mean, this season's a write off, and look what the kid can do. You know, why not? So, if you guys could get your viewers to
flood
the White House with calls on Monday to remind them to pardon me, okay?
Okay.
Remind them to pardon me, and I want to be fair here, as much as I complain about Sleepy Joe. I mean, come on. Trump didn't have the best record of pardoning turkeys either. I mean, during that first administration of him, the first couple of years, he didn't pardon any turkeys because he wanted to appear tough on crime. Third year, he deported all turkeys, and, you know, he's such an idiot, he didn't understand. He deported us all to the country of Turkey because he thought we all came from there. And then his last year, he pardoned a turkey, but then ate it for dinner that night alongside some Mickey D's fries. So, I mean,
wow.
We didn't fare too much better then.
So you think you're in trouble maybe either way here over the next couple of years?
I tell you, I'm worried. If I'm not pardoned this time, because they've already set a date for me, George.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they set a date. I mean, like, I'm set to go. They're set to fry me on Jan 15th, I think it is.
Oh,
so
man.
I need this now. I won't make it to another pardoning ceremony. And hey, can I just say, I really enjoy you guys on the Sports Day app and then a new thing now. You guys really crack me up.
Victory Plus.
Good stuff. And, you know, I like the David Moore, that's one of your best characters. I love hearing
him. He's a real person.
He covers the Cowboys.
Yeah, there's no way that voice is a real guy. You can't get me. But anyway, good to be on with you guys, and make sure you call the switchboard on Monday.
Okay, we'll call and vote for Crankshaft.
All right, thanks, Greg.
That was George.
All right.
Yeah, okay, we'll see you. There goes Crankshaft the turkey, hoping for that pardon.